Manomaya Kosha, mind. The root quality here is individual ideas and thoughts. You know who you are by what you think. This is the level where you process the raw data of the world to make it meaningful. Mind includes emotions, sensations, memories, and other uses of the brain. The rishis understood that mind is organized into its own invisible body, a body of personal memories and beliefs that we guard from harm as fiercely as we guard our physical bodies. At this level, consciousness finds itself at play in the cosmos without boundaries, for the mind can fly anywhere, imagine anything. Mind is more collective than individual. I may say my mind, meaning my unique thoughts and memories, but 90% of our thoughts are picked up from society and its many outlets. A great many memories are shared, and the very stuff of thought, language, is a collective creation. Therefore, the rishis say that mind is the first kosha where wholeness dominates over separation. This kosha brings us closer to wholeness through shared beliefs, social conditioning, religion, received opinions, and common values. This kosha keeps us in separation through divisive beliefs, politics or religion, prejudice, us versus them thinking, nationalism, and arbitrary mental boundaries made of fear and hatred. Vigyanmaya Kosha, ego. This is the level of identity dominated by the realization of I, me and mine. Society places positive value on someone with high ego drive and will to succeed, but in spiritual circles, the ego's reputation is low. Spiritual seekers often feel it is their duty to kill the ego and control its impulses. However, if we look at I-ness without prejudice and against the ego, this level of self brings identity into being, not all the external things that ego drive makes us pursue. At this level, consciousness is self-centered, brought to a focus upon I. When we say ego, we usually mean the ego personality, which is full of individual desires, dreams, beliefs, likes and dislikes. Vigyan is closer to unity than that. At this level, wholeness dominates over separation, as can be seen from the world's shared archetypes and myths. This kosha brings us closer to wholeness through a sense of one humanity, heroic quests and mythic exploits, and the need for self-respect, dignity, and inner worth. This kosha keeps us in separation through personal alienation, separation anxiety, loneliness, and repressed emotions that give rise to shame and guilt. Anandamaya Kosha, body of bliss. To the rishis, bliss was more than a feeling of ecstasy. It was the basic vibration or hum of the universe, the ground state from which all diversity springs. One can imagine an afterlife where one no longer has a body, where there is no need for breath, where the mind doesn't process data anymore. But as long as there is individuality, there must be a faint sense of both ego and bliss. Ego says, "This is happening to me." Bliss says, "I feel the spark of creation." More profoundly, ananda is the possibility for creation to manifest. But as long as you inhabit the body of bliss, bliss is an intense, dynamic experience and not just a potential. At this level, consciousness is the joy of being. Instead of focusing on anything in the external world, our attention comes to rest on the numinous presence that has been described as a golden light suffusing every particle of nature. In bliss, you perceive that separation is only a thin veil. Behind the veil shines the light of pure consciousness. Devotional practices that increase a person's sense of joy can reach as deep as the level of ecstasy. But bliss itself is far from the feeling of happiness or even joy. Though in diluted form, it can be experienced as both. It is the vibratory connection that allows pure consciousness to enter into creation. This kosha reveals wholeness so entirely through love, joy, and ecstasy that separation no longer holds any attraction. One could say that Anandamaya Kosha is pure being mixed with just a touch of individuality, just enough to allow someone to live in physical form and whatever form the afterlife takes. Without this gossamer sheath, you would dissolve into being and become bliss itself without an experiencer.